Yeah, there you go. Everyone's getting a round of applause on the songs today. That was Damien Rice there in a song called Coconut Skins. And here's a man who has skin like coconut too. Fergus Carroll, how are you, Fergus?
Morning, Noel. How are you?
That's all them free gifts you get when you're at these things where all the men.
Never. Only you, Noel, I'd say.
The creams.
Only you. Now, what have we got, Noel? Another interesting sporting weekend ahead. I'll just go back, Noel, to Wednesday and last night. There were Champions League games played on Wednesday. Chelsea got a 1-1 draw away against Paris Saint-Germain in Paris. So they've an away goal going into the second leg the week after next. And the other game, Real Madrid, had a comfortable victory away over Shakhtar Donetsk. And then last night, there were games in the Europa League and some English clubs involved. Tottenham Hotspur drew 1-1 at home with Fiorentina. Liverpool had a 1-0 victory over Besiktas. These are all first leg games. Everton went to Switzerland and won away 4-1. And a remarkable game up in Celtic Park in Scotland. Celtic 3, Inter Milan 3. Inter Milan were 2 up in 13 minutes. And then Celtic equalised 2-2. Then Inter Milan got a third to lead 3-2. But then Celtic got a last minute equaliser 3-3. A great game up in Celtic Park. And then tomorrow, of course, the Premiership continues, and all leaders Chelsea at home to Burnley. Aston Villa play Stoke City. Crystal Palace at home to Arsenal. Hull City play Queen's Park Rangers. Manchester City are at home to Newcastle United. That's the tea time game at 5:30. Sunderland meet West Bromwich Albion. And Swansea play Manchester United. And then there are three games on Sunday. Everton play Leicester City, first of all, at 2 o'clock. Southampton and Liverpool is at 4:15. But in fact, the first game actually is Tottenham Hotspur against West Ham, and that's at 12 noon. So they're all the Premiership games. Celtic play Hamilton Academicals in Scotland at 1 o'clock, also on Sunday. In rugby, Noel, the Guinness Pro 12 continues. The break from the Six Nations until next weekend. So it's the Guinness Pro 12 matches and the provinces in action. Leinster at home to the Italian side Zebre in the RDS tonight at 7:35. Ulster away in Edinburgh in Murrayfield at the same time. Both those games tonight. And tomorrow, Munster are in Wales against Clonefli Scarlets. That game is at 20-3 tomorrow. And Connacht are on action on Sunday against the Newport Gwent Dragons at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Newport Gwent Dragons had that surprising win over Leinster in the RDS last Sunday. What else, Noel? In the Ulster Bank League, this is the All-Ireland League. Clontarf still hoping to be finishing the top four, of course, for the playoffs. They're at home tomorrow to Terenure College at Castle Avenue at 2:30. And our other local club, Skerries, they're away up in Belfast to Rainy Old Boys. And that game is at 2:30 in Division 2A. So some interesting rugby matches. I hope to go into the RDS tonight to see Leinster in action. And just on that, it was announced yesterday, or he announced it really, Shane Jennings, who's had given great service to Leinster. He's going to retire from professional rugby at the end of this season, which will be, towards the end of April, early May, hopefully, if they're involved in the Champions Cup, European Champions Cup final. So it'll be sad for Shane Jennings. He's been a good servant for Leinster. He actually, during his career, he went over to Leicester with Leo Cullen for a couple of seasons, but came back to his native Leinster. And he's captain actually tonight in the Pro 12 game that's on in the RDS. In Gaelic games, Noel, lots of hurling matches on again in the Allianz Hurling League. There are games on tomorrow and on Sunday. The Dublin Hurlers are in action on Sunday. They travel down to Nolan Park to take on Kilkenny. That game is at 2 o'clock. The other game on Sunday in Division 1A is Tipperary against Galway. And early on tomorrow in Division 1A, Cork play Clare in Parkyreen at 7 o'clock. And there are games in Divisions 1B, 2A, 2B and 3A all around the country in the hurling. In golf, Noel, the Indian Open started yesterday. A few Irish players involved, and they're not too far behind. Peter Lawrie is not too far behind in in the first round. So it's that's the Indian Open. We'll have a result of that, please God, on Sunday night. In horse racing, Noel, as usual, Friday there's a meeting in Dundalk, and then there's a meeting tomorrow in Ferry House, and the horse racing on Sunday is in Naas, a good card in Naas. And of course, these are really the build-up to the Cheltenham Festival meeting, which is on, I think it starts on Tuesday, the 10th of March, so it's not too far away now. In cricket, Noel, the World Cup, of course, is on. You remember we talked about Ireland's great win against the West Indies on last weekend, Sunday night, Monday morning, our time. But there was a remarkable game last night, overnight, when England were in action in their second game. They were already beaten by Australia in their first game, and they played New Zealand. And England were thrashed, absolutely slaughtered, because they were all out for 123. And they lost their last seven wickets for just 19 runs. And then New Zealand went into bat, and they made 124 for two. They knocked off the runs in just 12.2 overs. And one of their batsmen, Brendan McCullum, their captain, he made 77. And he reached... he reached his 50 half-century in just 18 deliveries, and is the fastest half-century in World Cup history. And it was remarkable. He was smashing sixes to all parts of the ground. And actually, New Zealand reached 100 in just 6.4 overs. It really was remarkable batting. And poor old Steve Finn of the England, he just bowled two overs, and he conceded 49 runs in just two overs. So it really was a hammering for England. They've lost their first two games now in their pool, but I suppose they were the hardest games they'd have to start, you know, Australia, New Zealand, so they'll just have to knuckle down now and try and win the remaining games, or certainly three of them, to qualify for the knockout stages. And Ireland are not in action again until next Wednesday, when they play the United Arab Emirates, but hopefully they continue the good form when they beat West Indies earlier this week. So the World Cup in cricket is beginning to excite everyone, certainly.
Yeah, you can hear a lot of talk on the radio, especially about it, all right.
Yeah, indeed, it's amazing. Well, of course, sports followers, you know, they'll follow any sports. It's amazing the number of guys that have been talking to me about it since Ireland's great win, and they were delighted, of course, and they'll be keeping an eye on their next games in the pool. And it's done, you know, as I said to you on Tuesday, Noel, it'll do the game. It's really is the fastest growing sport, minority sport in the country, and hopefully that will continue. But let's hope they first of all reach their target of getting into the quarterfinals of this World Cup. It'd be great indeed.
I was just reading an article about that girl with that fabulous goal. Any women play cricket, Fergus?
Oh, they do. There's an Irish women's cricket team. They don't take part in the Women's World Cup.
Okay.
Because they have to pre-qualify. But there is an Irish women's team. There are Irish underage women's teams as well. There are women's leagues in Leinster. Clontarf have team, Malahide, Mary and Pembroke, YMCA. And there's lots of good young girls. The Irish senior women's team have a couple of teenagers, maybe about three of them, all around 16, 17 years of age, who are very, very promising, Noel.
Okay.
And indeed, this coming summer, the Australian women's team, who are a powerhouse in women's world cricket, they're coming over to play Ireland in a couple of 2020 games. In fact, I think there are three in all. The venues have to be still selected, but they will be in Dublin. I imagine one will be in Castle Avenue at least. But these games are towards the end of August, and there are lots of cricket been played by the ladies in Dublin particularly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, there you go. That's something I didn't know, and I should, I suppose. But it's good to see that women are getting in everywhere, because they seem to be bringing a lot of the sports more forward as well. I mean,
we know that the Ireland women's rugby team did us proud during the Women's World Cup last summer, Noel, when they had the great win over New Zealand, the only Irish team to beat New Zealand in a rugby match. Well, not the Irish team. Munster, of course, beat New Zealand famously in 1978, I think it was, down in Thomond Park. But for an Irish team to beat New Zealand Ireland international team to beat New Zealand. It was the women who did it. But sadly, they were beaten by England in the semi-final of that World Cup.
And of course, the girl with the soccer, with that fantastic goal, her name won't come to me at the moment.
Yeah, Stephanie Roach.
Stephanie Roach,
fantastic goal. And I think I'm biased, Noel. I think she should have won that.
She should have won it. She's gone abroad now to
trophy.
Work.
Pardon?
She's gone abroad now to work.
She's going to America mm-hmm. now. She was playing in France, but she's going to America now to sign up for an American team. And I'm sure she'll do well. And it's great to see her being recognised, I must say. And we wish her well for the remainder of her career. So I remember seeing her playing for Piemont United a couple of seasons ago, and it was for Piemont United. She got that brilliant goal.
Mm-hmm. Incidentally, has cricket got into America yet?
Pardon, Noel?
Has cricket gotten into America?
There is cricket in America, but not very big. But mm-hmm. definitely there is an American side, all right, but they're not in the World Cup or anything like that. It's very much a minority sport over there. I think it's really... I remember there was a man that played cricket for Clontarf when I was a schoolboy. His name was Alfie Cooper was his name, mm-hmm. and I think his job took him over to the USA, and he started playing cricket over there, and he did very well. But they're not on the world stage, USA, in terms of cricket.
Well, like soccer, maybe they will be.
Yeah, well, their soccer team did well in the World Cup in 2014, and you know, who knows, maybe the USA and cricket will come in years to come.
Yeah, of course.
In the future years.
Of course. Okay, Fergus Sande, you're on in the morning as usual, 10:30 to 11:30 with the full show, and then back on Sunday with the results at 8 o'clock.
That's correct, Noel, as per usual.
Okay, thanks very much, Fergus, and I'll talk
Pleasure,
to you on Tuesday.
Noel,
have a good
soon.
Weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye now. Thanks.
Bye. And that's Fergus Carroll, head of a sports department, and in the morning, as you heard him say there, 10:30 to 11:30. And then Sunday, 8 o'clock with all the comprehensive results, but he'll be back here with me at the usual time next Tuesday.